The Nathan, Nat and Sean podcast.
Caitlin Bassett obviously standing in for Nathan today. Time to talk budgets. State budgets. It's just the most exciting day of the year, State Budget Day. Let's catch up with the Treasurer, who she looks pretty well put together, I've got to be honest, considering it is a very busy day. Rita Saffiotti joins us. Good morning.
Morning. How's everyone today?
Great, Rita.
We are wonderful, Rita.
Excited.
Are you excited, Rita? Because you're passing down your first budget, obviously. Excited and nervous?
Excited, like a lot of adrenaline, you know. So really? There's a lot of adrenaline pumping through me, yeah. Mm. Probably similar to going out and playing a game of footy. But, I'm very pumped.
Like your debut.
Rita, are you going to be out the footy tomorrow night, by the way? Because you've been able to put the budget aside.
I've got a budget function, but I'll try and get there. It's going to be a big game, Sydney Swans. It's going to be a huge game. My kids are definitely going to get there, though.
I couldn't think of anything worse than a budget shindig.
Throwing down the budget's one thing. Having to go to budget-related shindigs afterwards, please, come on.
That's part of the job. It's part of the job. It's a thank you to everyone that's helped put together the budget. There's a lot of people that do a lot of hours. So,
yeah.
But it's going to be, like I said, a great game. I'll tip Fremantle like I always do and see how we go.
Absolutely. Now, I want to ask you about the budget itself. So we've seen a few things that are coming our way. So from a government's perspective, there's a lot of stuff talking about infrastructure. But then, because people don't see that, okay, what is that for me? Whether the roads are getting done or stuff for green energy is getting done, no one cares. They want to see, what's in it for us individually?
So a big focus is cost of living, of course, and that means we've seen some announcements, in particular the student assistance payment for those families with kids going to primary or high school. Mm-hmm. So we've seen 170,000 families already claim payments. We've, of course, got free public transport for kids going to school. In regional WA, we've rolled out an increase in the pensioner travel card and capped airfares. So there's some of the announcements we've already made. We'll be making some more announcements today as cost of living is a big focus. And we know that people out there are trying to manage their budgets. And of course, with cost increases and interest rates, it's got harder over recent years.
There's been a bit of a suggestion that maybe some more energy cost relief might be headed our way, Rita?
They'll be announced this afternoon. Like I said, if I tell you everything, no one's going to listen to
just
speech.
Wink twice if we're getting money off our power bill.
Rita, I'm not that good at winking, to be honest.
She just blinked. Rita, tell us about housing. I've just moved back to Perth, and getting a rental here was bonkers. Is there going to be some relief there? Are there going to be more houses being built? Like, what's the plan?
Yeah, there's a number of different initiatives. Of course, we're going to be building more houses directly, more social housing. But we've also created this fund to try and create and facilitate more apartments and other homes through a new affordable housing fund. So we're going to try and get as much new housing built. The other key points is we've got this new initiative where we pay anyone that's got an Airbnb $10,000 if they convert it from an Airbnb to a long-term rental. Already 150 homes have been released onto the long-term rental market. We've got interest and a lot of interest for more. And with a new initiative that we announced 2 days ago, we're going to pay people that have vacant homes or homes that haven't been lived in for 6 months $5,000 to get them onto the long-term rental, because we think there's a lot of empty homes out there. We want to try and get into the market. And we're also subsidising a lot of apprenticeships to get more tradies out there to build more homes. So we're trying to tackle it from every angle because it's a major challenge. And we know that's in pressure point for the community. It's something that we're really trying to do whatever we can to get more homes built quicker.
From a business perspective with the housing industry in particular, we've seen a lot of them go to the wall, and this has been nationally as well. I don't know if this is a federal thing or the state government can help out. I'm sure you've had these conversations with this industry in particular of how they can get some backing given that, you know, a lot of them have gone to the wall. I know that they don't have the personnel and the manpower at the moment, which you just spoke about with the apprenticeships, but how can they go out there and be a part of the business community and help us create more homes if they're not able to get it
and
done?
And people that are building having homes built now, they're seeing the length of the build time blow out. Oh. They're like, how can we build more when they're not even building the ones
the
that are halfway
flow.
Through? Yeah.
Yeah, a couple of things, in particular in relation to builders. We in WA, we set up a builders loan facility.
Yep.
And this is the first in the nation where we're basically helping builders with cash flow. We've just signed off the first series of grants, and I think we'll be announcing those in the next few days. But that's what's that about, is supporting builders with cash flow to finish those homes which are stranded out there. And we all know some people have had builds being undertaken for a number of years that aren't finished, and this facility will help builders finish those homes.
Oh, that's good.
We've got that. And more generally, we've got a lot of different incentives. Like, we've got this infrastructure fund. Sometimes a big cost of building, let's say, an apartment building, a mm-hmm. four-storey apartment building, is the water and the sewerage and electricity connections. So we're stepping in and helping support, fund that infrastructure so we can try and get more apartments. We've also got a lot of land out there, which we keep off. We're offering through different measures that builders and developers can access government land to then build more buildings. So we're trying everything, but we know it's the toughest market we've ever seen.
And it's a slow burn too. Yeah. Like, we're not going to wake up tomorrow and there's going to be more houses. It's going to take time.
Yeah. But I tell you what, this incentive for Airbnb owners or short-term rental owners to release their property onto the market, it's been really successful. 150 homes in 6 months. And that's been like... And you're getting those straight away, you know what I mean? Yes, you have to wait for the build. So that's why we really like those types of initiatives. And look, I know there's a lot of empty, we estimate thousands of empty homes out there. And that could be for a variety of reasons, reasons. And people just aren't ready or able to get it ready for a rental market. So now we've created a new $5,000 payment to try and get those vacant homes onto the market as well.
It's an interesting time at the moment for our state in particular, because the population increase is getting there, and it's only getting more and more.
And we need more people here to build all these houses and to work, you know, in the resources industry.
But you also,
they've got to live somewhere.
You're chasing your tail in a sense, in that perspective.
Because the more people you get here, the more houses you need.
Yeah, well, look, that's why we're very much focusing too on getting West Australians trained in the housing to build homes. So we're wanting to train as many West Australians to build homes. That's why we've got these initiatives, a new apprenticeship scheme where we basically fund the apprenticeship. We've had about 150 take it up in the first months of this year, another 150 being offered now. We're doing what we can to try and train West Australians, because it's all about the ability, and some of those key trades like the plasterer, like the bricklayer, the tiler, they're the trades we're really chasing, carpenters, of course. So we're trying to get as many West Australians trained. But, yeah, look, a lot of people come into WA because of the job prospects. Mm. We've got the lowest unemployment rate of the nation, and we've had sustained low unemployment. So you've seen people move from other states, and you've seen people move, people coming back to our education sector, to our university sector. So it's a challenging period, because having population growth is good for the economy, because demand increases and, basically the economic growth is fueled by that. But the challenge is getting that housing.
Yeah, for sure. Well, we appreciate your time today, Rita. You're a busy woman handing down your first budget. Good luck. I hope it goes
well. Good luck,
Rita. Warm up properly. Make sure you stretch before you put it down.
Yeah. Great advice.
I'll make sure I don't do a hammy.
That's right. Thanks for talking to us this morning. It's the treasure, Rita Saffion, everybody.
Nathan, Nat and Sean podcast.
I was a bit slower getting in here this morning because it took me forever to pack my gear to get into work this morning.
Oh, to pack your lunch bag?
Lunch bag. Yeah. And one of the things is really the great thing about being by yourself at home or having your own place.
Yes, tell me,
Sean. Is that when you put something in a cupboard, or you wash something and you put it away, guess what happens the next day when you go to look for it?
It's still there.
It's still there.
Yes.
This morning, I was looking for a protein shaker that I've been using.
Yep.
And when I was doing all my swimming a little while ago, I bought three.
Yes.
And the reason why I bought three is because I've got all these kids, and those little bastards will stake one and they'll leave it, or they'll leave it in their car, and I just know that one will go missing every single time. Three, that should have it covered.
Yep.
This morning,
not one to be
when
found.
I went, and they're put in the same spot where all these drink bottles are put, and, you know, some pretty good ones in there.
None of them have got lids.
None of them have got lids.
I mean,
how's that possible?
Look, I'm not an expert in protein shakers, but I would think that a lid is fairly essential to the shaking part of it.
Three lids for three protein shakers, and we only had the vessels there. And then
where are the lids going? Because you don't use the lid for anything else.
No, but when you put stuff in the dishwasher, it's not hard to put it back in the same spot. You know, when you're emptying the dishwasher, for example, or you've used something, you put it back in the same spot you got it from. Impossible.
I've got a protein shaker in my cupboard. It's still there. Still there. I know exactly
where
it is.
Maybe I should use yours, clean it out, give it to you then every day.
That's what I bring it in for you. Yeah, no, you've got a wife.
This is the Nathan, Nat and Sean podcast.
We've got Caitlin Bassett sitting in Nathan's chair with tales to tell.
Tales to tell, all right. So we had Kelsey Brown in here yesterday from the West Coast Fever, who you played with at the Lightning.
Yes.
And you guys are really great mates. She was telling us, and we know that you're right into pets, which is fantastic.
You love your animals.
I do.
She was saying, Seabass used to
take animals to birthday parties.
Like do a pet, do like a pet farm for the kids. They can have a pet.
What was that about?
So, okay, so there's two stories here. So the first story is my very first job when I was 12 was a friend of ours owned a baby animal farm on wheels.
Amazing.
And so one day he said, hey, do you want to come out? I've got three birthday parties to go to. So I was like, yep. So it was great because they had baby goats and they had a cow and a donkey, all these day-old chicks. They had rabbits. That's how I really got my love of rabbits.
Yeah.
Because if you were given a child a duck, sometimes they love them too much.
Squeezers.
Whereas, and if you saw that happening, you would replace it with a rabbit and a rabbit would scratch and get away and actually live.
Okay.
So I love that. So anyway, one day I saw...
Everyone's a winner in that situation.
One day...
Particularly the duck.
I saw a young boy who was giving a duck a little bit too much love and I stepped back to pick up a rabbit and there was all these day-old chicks in the pen.
Seabass.
Did you step on a few chicks?
I stood on one chicken, a little baby chick, and I've got big feet, and the boy saw what happened, and we both just cried because this chicken, unfortunately,
it was hurt.
It was very hurt. It went to heaven.
It went to the farm.
Yes. So from then on, I was always very wary about small animals.
It was a hard
birds.
Lesson to learn as a 12-year-old.
But when I moved to the Sunshine Coast, when I first got a contract offer, I was like, oh, yeah, I had lemon curd and cupcake, my two rabbits here. Mm. Sweet, we're going to move over to the Sunny Coast.
Yep.
And then I found out rabbits are illegal in Queensland.
Yeah, you can't keep a pet rabbit.
But there is a loophole.
So why? What would be the reason?
And the fine's massive,
Yes, so it was a $44,000 fine. It's jumped up to $65,000 if you're caught with a rabbit because some horrible humans have decided they don't want their rabbit anymore and let them go.
Just dump
and they've eaten all the crops and they've bred like rabbits. You know,
Bred like rabbits. Because rabbits.
Yes. So I found out the loophole was you could apply for an magician's license because if you were a magician, you were legally allowed to have a rabbit.
Well, I would say you're obligated to have one if you're a magician.
Exactly. Mm. And so I tried to do that because.
Do they make you do a magic trick and part of the interview.
You had to prove that you were going to do X amount of kids' parties. And
amazing.
I was like, oh, we could just, after the netball game, like all the kids could come down to the court, I could get lemon curd out, pull him out of a hat, like happy days. But it didn't end up happening, so.
So they got left behind.
They got left behind. But yes, I am.
As in, not dumped in the bushes with your mum and dad?
A beautiful family who I met through netball, I left them here with, and they would send me weekly updates.
Oh, that's cute.
Yes.
That's really cute.
But yeah, I am known for bringing animals places. Like, you go down to the coffee shop and I'll have big wee-wee in a bum bag or something like that.
I mean, you had brought lemon curd and cupcake in here a number of times, actually.
They're so easy.
Yeah. Bunnies, they are cute.
Yes.
But you need to handle them a lot, do you, for them to be affectionate?
Oh, yes. They're easily trained. So big wee-wee, my rabbit at the moment, he's toilet trained. He's like a cat. So he goes in the litter tray. He comes when you call him, 100%.
Where'd you get that name from?
Big wee-wee. Oh, he's French. Do you know that?
Oh, okay, right.
Wee-wee.
You're a puzzle, Seabass. You're a puzzle, I've got to say.
This is the Nathan, Nat and Sean podcast.
Who do you go for, Seabass?
Seabass, eh?
I am the media. I am impartial.
Before you were in the media.
Do you know what? I actually just love watching both WA teams play. And I know that sounds really boring and fancy.
I can't roll my eyes enough.
I know. Okay. I get to deal with both clubs. They're both, like, the players are all great.
So you're mentioning before off air, but you're at the Giants.
Yes, I was at the Giants, yes.
So did you...
I don't like them anymore. I don't go for them.
You had a bit to do with the players, though.
Yeah, well, because our netball club and the football club, like, you're all trained at the same venue.
Yes.
You all saw each other. If there are events, you'd all go to together. So I was lucky enough to go to Red Hot Chili Peppers with Cogs and with Shane Mumford and with Toby Green my first year. So, yeah, we had a lot to do with each other. It was great fun.
What a life.
What an insight, hey?
I want to go and hang out with those guys.
Yeah, no.
No, they said you can't come.
No, you can't. You're not part of the team.
Okay.
It's the Nathan, Nat and Sean podcast.
Time for us to get out of here. Seabass, you were so great chatting to Sean Darcy this morning that we thought, do you want to come back in tomorrow and talk to Gov?
Why not? I do love both teams, so may as well be fair.
I don't know if I talk to one player,
I've got to talk to the
other. If you're going to sit there with a picket up your butt, you're going to have to go both ways.
And you're a liar because you will have a team that you're associated with.
Really?
We're going to beat it out of you.
Okay, we'll see. Yeah. Well, Gov needs to impress me. You know, you've got to win my loyalty.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. I think he'll do that.
Okay,
we'll see. All right, that's happening tomorrow. We'll see you then. Hello, Ross. Hello, Ross.
Hey, Ross. The new studio's working, Ross.
Hey, Ross. What's up, Ross?
Ross.
He's coming in. He's going to come in. Something's gone wrong.
Press on air, Ross.
On air, Ross.
Ross. Is this your first
time? My desk isn't working.
My desk isn't working.
Check to the studio. Are you going to have to throw
all this stuff is brand new, Ross.
I know.
Let me know when.
Yeah, I will.
Did you stop pedaling or something? Is that
everything was good to go, but yeah, it didn't work. Is Caitlin, you can't pick between Eagles Dockers.
No, she can. I can't.
She'll have
I can't. See, that's what people would normally do. Is Greater Western Sydney would be a really good option. Do you know what I mean?
No.
Like they're up and coming team. They got a great song because there's a big sound from the west of the town.
No, I hate that song.
You can't. No.
No, I hate it.
It's a great song. It's one of the, like, for all the new songs.
No, please don't. It's torture.
Did you have the same song for the Netball team?
Yeah, we had to sing that. Yeah, but we didn't win very often. So
very often.
I love the song. I reckon it's the best.
Did you have a favourite between Sean and Nat?
No, you can't. It's like children. You can't pick a favourite child. Oh, this is just knives in the eyes.
Yeah. Get up and about, everyone.
Stop it.
Big mix sound from the west of the town. The mighty giants.
Nathan, Nat and Sean is a Nova podcast. For more great comedy shows like this, head to novapodcasts.com.au. Nova.